Okay, I'm going to clean up the ask a consulting request. We did have a missed super chat, and he was kind enough to email to me. This is from, I believe this is Wisconsin Nomad. Hey, Cappy, I know you want to make money from this address, but I sent you a $5 missed super chat as a tax. I hope it's okay. There's a paper by the Census Bureau called The Effect of Declining Marriage Prospects on Young Men's Labor Force Participation Rate. Upshot is that 1/4 of the drop in the labor force participation among non-college educated men is explained by increased rates of divorce and increased labor force participation among women. I wonder what additional explanatory power is afforded by accounting for obesity rates or single mom proportions. Thanks. And then I said, did it delve into what they thought composed the remaining 3/4? Or was that just for me to speculate on? It says, as far as I could tell, it doesn't attempt to explain the remaining 3/4. It's mainly justifying the model embedded in the paper, which states that young men look forward to their marriage prospects and then derive their employment efforts from that. Obesity rates may have to do some work to explain the three. We joke on ha ha ho ho he he. It is to laugh. That's huge. That's huge. Here's where we run into where I just have no respect for the social sciences, where cute and interesting things they do try to find out. It's just such, it doesn't compare to common sense. It doesn't compare to simply looking at it, girding your loins, taking in a big breath, and then spewing truth. And so they could do some, and yes, of course, we've seen it before. Single men don't work anywhere near as hard as married men, because married men have to work as hard. They have blood in the game, presumably, if they have children. Single men can get by on a fraction. Stefan Molyneux says it's 1/10. I'm more along like 1/5 that a family of 4 could get by on. But they could go on impulse power. They can get by on very little. If you don't believe me, please go look at the average 20-year-old perma virgin's apartment. All right, they don't got nothing. They don't need the McMahon. A man, I guarantee you, if push came to shove, your average American man, if he was a man, could get by on probably, well, what's an SUV, a Range Rover? He could get by on the money he would, just cash. So he paid cash. He could last 4 years on that, easy. With financing costs, because, well, we got a lease and we got it, and interest rates are real good. Oh, you're talking 6-7 years. Easy. We're about to find out just how little men could get by on. Wait, where's all the food? If you were brought up and you saw your old man get divorced 2, 3, 4 times, and there's divorce all around you, you've seen the destruction and what it did to your family. What it did to the people who are getting divorced, your friend, whatever. I mean, you don't need to have a line drive playing third baseman to your nuts to know that would suck. You just got to watch the guy who catches a line drive to his nuts on third base. You don't have to like say, "Gee, I wonder if, you know," and that's like 1 in a billion pitches. You know, divorce is 1 out of 2. No. I'm sure if we read through the, yes, you know, your expected success long-term with women and consequently children, a woman, is probably the pluralistic determining factor as to how much effort men put into it, which is, I'm surprised they got it down to 1/4 or got it up to 1/4. As for the other 3/4, I mean, these studies aren't, you know, it's cute to talk about numbers and all that, but they're not accurate. They're no, you know, like I admit in this book, the Book of Numbers, like the first chapter is like, okay, let me tell you why I'm wrong. I mean, we're just trying to get in the general area here. Trying to get some general rules to follow. General relations and corollaries. So I'll tell you the remaining 3/4. I don't know if it's exactly adds up to 3/4, but obesity is one of them. Yeah. You want to get the economy going again? Make women attractive again. Make them feminine again. They did this in China where they hired just cute girls to go around and simply talk and be nice to the computer programming guys. And surprise, surprise, productivity went up. I wonder. And I'd say that they won't mention it. That's the number one thing. I'd say that's what prevents most men. Like, why am I going to get up to do anything there? I would say society's message they've been sending men that they're not needed. And they're accused of all these horrific sins of oppressing women starting in grade school. Yeah. And then there's the lies. Well, how do I get them? Oh, just be yourself. Well, okay. Myself is I like to play video games, eat Cheetos, drink Mountain Dew. They don't even go out riding on their bikes, taking their bikes off of Sweet Trumps no more. Yeah. And if you've seen any bachelor's apartment, an unattached, virgin-esque bachelor's apartment, heck, even if you weren't a virgin, there's a lot of times like, I don't need to pick up that sock. Hey, free couch on the side of the street. That's all right. Let's strap that to my Ford Escort. True story. Yeah, they'll get by on very little. And I hate, here's another thing, the catalyst, the glue, the masonry that hold the bricks together or made this realization. You got the internet. Guys are comparing notes. Guys are like, whoa, screw this. Okay, another one would be online dating where like, you know, Joker did a great video and there's Tinder analytics or online dating analytics where roughly 1 in 10,000 swipes results in a date. And Lord knows how many hours that, you know, that. So it just look, men need point, purpose, and agency and reason in life. So do women. But, you know, you wonder why labor force participation in men is going down. Have you given them anything? I mean, I do mean this seriously, about the only thing you haven't told young boys and men to do is to go kill themselves. That's really about the only thing you haven't done. You've been mean to them. You've lied to them. You lecture them. You hound them. You blame them for all of society's problems. Well, not all of society's problems, but, you know, you tell them that women don't need them or want them. Okay. I mean, what? Come on, go all the way. Say it. You just tell little boys you want them to kill themselves. Come on, you're all proud. And we don't mean that. Well, what do you mean exactly? Because you haven't given them any damn reason to live. You know, if there's no reason to live, you might as well have these people like not be around. I'm not saying that they all go in police. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to point out how close you are to just saying, go kill yourself. You've taken everything away from them. You blame them for problems. I wonder why boys are, aren't guys going to college no more? It's a crisis of boys. We need to get them plugged back in the matrix. No, boys are going galt, and good for them, because at least they have some self-respect. I think it was Rollo in No Weak Men or something. Don't take advice from weak men. He was talking about how the boys got a choice. And by boys, I mean younger men, any guy under 30, I guess. Do you go into the video game and the Matrix like Cypher and you play the video game and you imagine you're doing successful things? You know? Or do you go into the real world where it's like you're accused of sexism, institutional discrimination, you liking girls could probably get you in trouble in 10, 20 years' time? You see what happened to Kavanaugh, if you were paying attention to news. I doubt any 10-year-old boy was doing that. Let's just assume your mom's nice. At the latest, starting at 5 years old, you got some harpy, nagging feminists in the form of your grade school teachers lecturing you about how women can do anything, girls, and all you want to do is play with your truck. So, yeah, let's throw in society getting boys this close on that side of committing suicide. Why don't we go there? Gee, I wonder why boys aren't rallying up and all like getting their degrees in engineering. I wonder why labor force participation's going down. And you don't need to study. Lord knows how much money and taxpayer dollar was wasted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and how many years of wasted labor was put together by the economists that studied this for their master's or doctorate degrees. Just go outside and look. Go to your Walmart. Well, I can see why no man really wants to get up in the morning. I got it. All right. Let's go in comments. Boo-doo-doo, boo-doo-boo, boo-doo. That's it. See you guys later. Toodles.